WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on imports from Colombia after Colombia refused to accept U.S. migrant arrest flights. But Colombia has now changed its course, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
The White House announcing the two sides have reached an agreement, vowing to hold off on those tariffs, but still imposing visa restrictions and halting visa services at the U.S. embassy until those deportation flights land in Colombia. In a statement, the White House press secretary warning, President Trump expects all other nations of the world to fully cooperate and accepting the deportation of their citizens illegally present in the United States.
Rain in Southern California is helping reduce the fire risk, but it's increasing worries about mudslides. It's Holocaust Remembrance Day. There are ceremonies at Auschwitz marking 80 years since the death camp was liberated. And for the second time in 3 years, the Super Bowl will match the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. The game is in New Orleans, February 9th. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Expect some potentially hazardous winds in southeast Wisconsin today. The National Weather Service is predicting steady 30-mile-per-hour winds all day for much of the region, stretching from Sheboygan south to Kenosha. Gusts could be up to 50 miles per hour at times. A Minnesota man accused of helping his son hide four bodies in western Wisconsin is sentenced to prison. Antoine Suggs was convicted of the 2023 shooting deaths of four people in St. Paul. Suggs' father, Darren L. Osborne, was sentenced Thursday to 16 years in prison, or 4 years for each victim. And American Airlines is resuming a third flight between Central Wisconsin Airport and Chicago's O'Hare International Airport beginning in April. American also announced plans to fly bigger planes to and from Mosinee starting in June. They'll also be offering first-class seating for the first time as well. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle or flurry, and a high in the low 40. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight. More sunshine for tomorrow. Breezy and highs in the mid-40s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now it's 20.
99.7.
What day is it?
I'm here Mondays.
So that means? It's Monday.
That's what that means.
Back to work. Back to work, everyone.
Put your nose to the grindstone.
I love Mondays.
You've always been different.
If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Then you should not be paid for that day.
I love this show.
Me too.
Showtime.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Happy Monday, everyone. 7:05. Here's Tears for Fears on Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:10 on Monday morning. We hope everyone had a good weekend. And if you have not had a chance to hear this weather forecast, we have some good news for you. Today, increasing clouds, a high of 42. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 20. On Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 43. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 36. Thursday, sunny with a high near 50 degrees. Yes, you heard me correctly. Almost 50 degrees this week. That is amazing. So looking forward to Thursday. It's not going to feel like January. Currently, 20 degrees outside the Max FM studios. We see this warming trend continue, Emily. And wow, what a beautiful day.
Oh, yeah. Did you get out this weekend a little bit in the sunshine or maybe not?
Yep.
Maybe you were just chilling.
Nope. Got out a little bit. Did a few things out there. And so that was nice to be out and about. And, you know, yesterday was just a nice day. A little bit windy, but yeah, I got a few minutes outdoors. How about you?
I did. I took the dog for like maybe an hour long walk in the sun. It was great. It was great. It was such a good feeling to get that fresh air and sunshine after feeling so cooped up for the last, I mean, I don't know. It feels like 2 weeks we've kind of been, you know, needing to stay inside for our own being, right?
Right. And I know the dog enjoyed being out there yesterday. He got to do a little bit of running around. So he was definitely happy about that. I think he just enjoyed the fact that he was had a little bit of freedom outside yesterday. He got to play a little bit of ball out there yesterday. And then about 20 minutes later, he's like, okay, I can go back inside now. I'm good. I'm like, all right. And so, yeah, it was great to be out there.
It's like he became his... It's like the dogs are like, okay, we only go out for like a short time now because that's what you do. So they're like, they're used to their like sedentary life. That's bad. Nope. Time to get back out, dog. Sounds like it's going to be what? Did you say 50 degrees?
Yes. 50 degrees on Thursday is what we're looking at right now. Obviously, subject to change. We're a few days out from that. So I'm very cautious with saying it's going to be near 50 degrees. But yes, that's what it's looking like. Kind of keeping an eye on the system for this weekend. But right now, I'm not too concerned with that either. I will continue to look at that. And as we get closer to the end of the week, we'll know a little bit more. So I'm not going further than Thursday. But yeah, it will cool down a little bit by the weekend. But yeah, 50 degrees possible. Thursday. I mean, for the end of January, that's kind of amazing if you ask me.
Yeah, that's a pretty good forecast for a pretty good day. So I'm looking forward to that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am too.
So I there's been a couple of late January days that have been warm in my lifetime like that. Not very many. So I kind of keep note of that because that January is important. So
I knew you'd be looking forward to that forecast.
Thank you for that. Thank you for controlling the weather for me.
Yeah, you bet. So we are giving away tickets to see Lynch Mob at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. Emily, what do they need to do for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Lynch Mob at the Crystal Grand Music Theater?
You know what they can do? I'm pretty sure they can still go ahead and do that whole text to win thing for us. So
right.
Lynch Mob, go ahead and text that in 608-355-9970, or you can go ahead and use your handy dandy Civic Media app. Bottom right corner, there's a little guy that says text after you get through Max Mouse, and go ahead and text the word Lynch Mob into us, LYNCHMOB, to win tickets. And I think that's just a morning thing, right?
Yes, we're only doing that during our morning show. So if you want a chance to win those, you need to text Lynch Mob before 9 a.m. We'll pick some winners at random. Lynch Mob, the final ride will be at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. That show is February 7th. That's a Friday night show. Show at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. And there are tickets still available, which, you know, if you want to see this show, this is the one to go to. There is not a bad seat in the house. I can tell you that. And if you want to purchase tickets, you can go to crystalgrand.com. And you can enter in the code word RadioMob25 for a 40% discount on those tickets. So if you don't win those tickets, you want more than two tickets, you can go to crystalgrand.com, RadioMob25 for a 40% discount on tickets to see Lynch Mob February 7th, the final ride. And, you know, that is something that, you know, that's going to be their last tour. You got to get out and see them. And it's a Friday night, so, you know, that's kind of neat. They also have the Crystal Grand Experience Lounge open from 5:30 to 7 p.m. So there's so many opportunities to go see this show, and I'm kind of excited about it, Emily.
Yeah, and like you were saying, both of us, for separate shows in the last couple of months, have been to the Crystal Grand, and it's a really enjoyable experience. It's a fun theater. The staff there are so nice. It's super conveniently located, and there's not a bad seat in the house. So go and have fun. Text us in here on the morning show, the word Lynch Mob, or like Dave said, you can go ahead and go onto the site itself, put in Radio Mob 25 and get 40% off. So Lynch Mob, text to win before 9 a.m. today, and crystalgrand.com, Radio Mob 25, 40% off before January 30th to go ahead and get that discount to see Lynch Mob at the Crystal Grand. So that should be fun.
It should be. And it was kind of a fun weekend in sports. Of course, we had the Rolex 24 IMSA race. That started at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Got done about 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. 24 hours of racing. No, I did not watch all 24 hours of it. I did watch parts of it, though. We'll just call it that way. Good race. And then it was a perfect tie-in because as soon as the racing was over, we had our AFC and NFC championship games. The NFC championship game, I watched that game. That was a blowout, for lack of a better way of putting it. Not sure what happened to the Commanders yesterday, but the Eagles basically, they took control of that game quite early, won 55-23. Now, the Chiefs-Bills game yesterday afternoon into the evening, that was a good game. The Chiefs pulled off a victory, 32-29. So some great football yesterday. So you know what that means, Emily? Taylor Swift is going back to the Super Bowl.
I saw that. I think that's the headline of all the all things football is Taylor Swift is going back to the Super Bowl. So here we go. Clashing of two worlds, sports and music. But yep, that's the reality. Taylor Swift is going back to the Super Bowl. It's official. She's bringing the Kansas City Chiefs with her. All right. So whoever put this out, obviously we know where they lean in terms of sports versus music. KC squeaked out a win against Buffalo Bills, 32-29. That means they have a shot at becoming the first NFL team to win three straight championships. But they have to get past the Philadelphia Eagles, who smoked the Washington Commanders, like Dave said, 55-23. A little bit of a blowout yesterday. Super Bowl 59 goes down Sunday, February 9th. At the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. And as we know, my favorite part, halftime show. Kendrick Lamar is headlining the halftime show. And I think we did talk a little bit about some commercials that are coming up. And
we did.
Serenading by Drew Barrymore. There's some things. This should be an interesting one.
It should be. And the Eagles and the Chiefs played each other in Super Bowl 57. The Chiefs won that game, of course, 38-35. And then, of course, last year, for the Super Bowl, the Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22. So if we're playing the odds, it's going to be a very close game with the Eagles. I'm predicting that game could go 3 points, and I am going to put it down right now. I'm predicting that the Chiefs will have a three-peat. They will win that game, and it's going to be 25-22.
Oh, wow. Look at you with your numbers. Okay. You got money on that or something, Dave? Oh, no, we don't talk about
that. No. I know better than to do that just because I know what my odds are of winning anything and the way my predictions went with Packer games this year with Havel. Yeah, it's one of those that they can go either way. But right now, that's my prediction after watching the games yesterday. Chiefs by three. They're going to do their three-peat. You know, all the three things going on there this morning. And so we'll see how it goes, you know. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, boy.
Just making predictions here, Dave.
Yeah.
It's Dave on the morning show predicting the Super Bowl outcome. If you want to bet on Dave, if you're out there doing that non-money gambling, because we don't condone gambling on the morning show, go ahead and listen to Dave. You know what? And if you win some of that non-money, then you could, you know, go out to coffee and pay for Dave's coffee, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. Coffee is always a good thing, especially this time of the morning. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, great, it's Kansas City, it's Philadelphia again. But you know what? They both played hard, and I know there's always the people that blame the officiating, and it's like, you know what, this is how it's going to go. And I honestly, I'll be watching the game for the commercials, eating some good food. So that's what it's all about for us. I'm not going to get too worked up over who's playing in it. My team's already out, and so that's, you know, if my team was in it, I'd be more vested in it as well. I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the nice thing about the Super Bowl. It does happen to fall on usually a pretty cold weather couple of days. So the pre-party, the planning, and then the sitting around watching it and the snacking and stuff all kind of feels like it's the right time of year for that. So it can be really enjoyable. It's the time to see friends and family, you know, get together with people. What are your favorite snacks for Super Bowl? What are Dave's Super Bowl snack favorites? Look at that. I just made something out of nothing. What do you like to have? I'm kind of curious.
Well, you know, it depends. I do like to have wings. That's something that is one of my favorite things. I am seriously contemplating getting the smoker out for Super Bowl Sunday. I was kind of joking around with our engineering crew a little bit over the weekend as we were chatting back and forth while the guys were showing us he smoked some ribs. I do a smoked meatloaf or a bacon-wrapped meatloaf, and then I'm also contemplating smoking a bacon-wrapped turkey. So...
holy moly. These are contemplations. Yeah, so, these are serious contemplations. You do not just like randomly at the last minute decide to throw a turkey in the smoker. Like that's got some planning. So yeah, I wish you luck with that that decision. That's a big one.
Yeah, so it'll either maybe be ribs and wings, or we'll see. That turkey is definitely something like a possibility. And as you know, that's something that really is, it might be, we'll see. What's your favorite Super Bowl snacks?
I do like the wings. Wings are definitely like a guilty pleasure, right? Like I don't have them a lot, but when I have them, I really appreciate them. I do like the regular buffalo sauce. I like a little barbecue. One of the things that I found just kind of on accident over the years, we like wings that are, you know, shaken in the sauce, not deep fried.
Mm-hmm.
Called like naked wings, right?
Right.
They,
yep.
They are tossed in the sauce. Yep. I don't like it when they're fried. I don't like that. I like when they're baked or whatever. And I do like... years ago, we kind of stumbled on the regular old buffalo sauce mixed with a good barbecue and making that sauce its own sauce, which is real good. So I like that. And then I do like the blue cheese dip. And then we really do like having the carrots and celery with it, because then you get that little cool down for your mouth. And it also just kind of makes you feel like you might be having a few bites of healthiness with your wings. And we always like a good big plate of nachos, too. So those are kind of our go-to favorites for really any football party, but like Super Bowl for sure. We'll get into those kind of snacks because, you know, it just feels right. Nachos and wings and Super Bowl, right?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yes,
right, Emily. So we're going to be back at 7:40. We're going to be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you are celebrating, know some of this, text those into us, 608-355-9970. Also, text in the keyword Lynch Mob to win tickets to the Crystal Grand Music Theater to see Lynch Mob on February 7th. Emily, you'll be back with me at 7:40.
All right, sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at mhcmf.com. See y'all at the fair.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 729 with Aerosmith. What It Takes on Max FM.
There goes my old girlfriend. There's another diamond ring. And all those late night man. Is it easy to sleep in the bed that we made? When you don't look back, I guess the feelings start to fade away. Oh, I used to feel your fire, but now it's cold inside. And you're back on the street like you didn't miss a beat, yeah. Tell me what it takes to let you go. Tell me how the pain's supposed to go. Tell me how it is that you can't sleep in the night without thinking you lost everything that was good in your life to the toss of the night. Tell me what it takes to let you go. Yeah. Girl, before I met you, I was F-I-N-E fine. But your love made me a prisoner. Yeah, my heart's been doing time. You sped me up like money, oh, then you hung me out to dry.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:33 on Monday morning. We're going to be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40. If you know someone that's celebrating today, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. Or you can text us via the free Civic Media app, look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Miles, click text, and send us those birthday wishes. Also, you have a chance to win tickets to see Lynch Mob at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. This group was formed by George Lynch in 1989 after the breakup of Doc and his longtime band. So you hear some of their own music, some Doc and favorites as well. That's February 7th at the Crystal Grand. You need to text in LYNCHMOB for your chance to win tickets to see them at the Crystal Grand on February 7th. Coming up, we'll look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Good morning, welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Thursday, we have our January farm consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview on Wednesday from 9 to 3 at our auction facility in Reedsburg. This auction will feature farm machinery, as well as several vehicles, trailers, ATVs and UTVs, mini excavators, skid steer attachments, and much more. For a full list and online bidding, visit our website at gavinbros.com. Also on Thursday, we have a preview day for our February firearms and sporting goods auction from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. It's a very large auction featuring over 400 firearms, ammunition, other hunting, fishing, and sporting good related items. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Several other auctions lining up in the weeks ahead, so be sure to check on back for further updates. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Super Bowl 59 is set after Kansas City and Philadelphia earned conference championship wins yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Chiefs will play for the third straight Super Bowl title after edging Buffalo 32-29 in the AFC championship. And the Eagles back in the big game after falling to the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57. Philly cruising to a 55-23 win over Washington in the NFC championship yesterday. 18th ranked Badgers return to the Kohl Center and cruise to an 83-55 win over Nebraska. John Tanjay ported in 27 in the win. The Badger women lost at Minnesota 71-50. On the ice, the Badger men's hockey team skating to a 4-4 draw with Michigan on Saturday, earning a victory and a tie on the weekend. The top-ranked Badger women skate to a 2-2 draw with St. Cloud State yesterday, adding to their 5-2 victory on Saturday. In golf, Harris English won the Farmers Insurance Open for his fifth PGA Tour title. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle or flurry, and a high in the low 40. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight. More sunshine for tomorrow, breezy and highs in the mid 40s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now it's 20. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:37 on Monday morning. It's going to be a great weather week ahead. Highs near 50 by the middle of the week. Here's Blondie, Heart of Glass on Max FM.
Mama.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:40 on Monday morning. You have a chance to see George Lynch in concert. The final ride with Lynch Mob. He was the basically they broke up after Dokken, and so that was his longtime member of that. And so he now has his own group, and they've recorded dozens of records over the past 30 years. It is Lynch Mob, the final ride at Crystal Grand. They'll be there February 7th at 7 p.m. Friday night. If you want to win tickets, text in LYNCHMOB to 608-355-9970. Also, if you know someone that's celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those in to us now. Emily, we have a fairly lengthy celebrity list this morning.
Yeah, we do. I was looking through this. There's a lot that I don't recognize on here. So maybe I'm just like behind the times or like sheltered. I'm not that, but I don't know. I don't know a lot of them, but I know a couple. So I'm going to call out happy birthday to Mike Patton, who's 57. Genius from Faith No More, Mr. Bungle, and Fantomas. So I was a big fan of Faith No More. So that's a good one. I appreciate that. So happy birthday to Mike Patton. Tracy Lawrence, a country star, is 57 today. Patton Oswalt is 56. Spence on King of Queens, the narrator on The Goldbergs, and Principal Durbin on NBC's sitcom AP Bio. So those are a couple that I saw. What do you see?
Okay, so I saw Rupert Bonham is 61. He was the bearded giant on Survivor, Pearl Island, Survivor All-Stars, Heroes versus Villain, and Blood versus Water. So Rupert is 61 years old for those that saw him on Survivor. All right, this one. Mimi Rogers is 69, Miss Kensington in the first Austin Powers. John Roberts is 70, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason, 81 years old. That one definitely hit me this morning. James Cromwell, 85, 6 foot, 7 foot actor who played the evil Dr. Arthur Arden on American Horror Story Asylum. Also the warden in The Green Mile. And that's where I remember him from. And I bet, have you saw American Horror Story, Emily?
Yes, I've seen those for sure. I'm a fan. I am a horror. And so, yeah, I checked those out. I don't know if I saw The Asylum. I did see some of the others. He also was George Sibley on 6 Feet Under. I don't know if you watched that series from long ago, but that's a really good one. That, you know, that was back when, like, there was a couple to choose from, right? There was, like,
right.
The Sopranos. Maybe one other one, and then 6 Feet Under. So it actually still stands out to me of one of the best series I have seen on television. Since now there's like so many, you don't even, who knows what's what. I don't even know what's good. So, but I do know what's good. This actor I love, Bridget Fonda, she's 61. That kind of hit me hard. She was in Single White Female, Lake Placid, Cameron Crowe's Singles, and Ash's girlfriend Linda in Army of Darkness, which, I mean, come on. Army of Darkness, that's like hands down one of my favorite movies. That is a follow-up after Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2, cult classics. If you have not seen these movies, don't tell me that you haven't seen them. Just see them and then tell me how good they are, because you need to see those movies because they are classics. But Bridget Fonda's great. Single White Female was a great thriller. So check that one out. She is probably 25 in that movie. So I don't even understand, because like I remember that movie and I didn't think that was that long ago that she could possibly be 61. That blows my mind. Question about the dude from the Survivor shows. So these other shows that he was in, were those all reality TV, or did he take his Survivor, you know, stardom from those reality shows and turn that into an acting career?
Nope, those were all other versions of Survivor, actually. Oh, okay. So the original one was Pearl Islands. Then they had him in All Stars, and then they did the Blood versus Water. So he appeared in the two subsequent Survivors, and so they basically do, sometimes they'll do All Stars. And so that's how he ended up on there. Very interesting guy, to say the least. And so I watch Survivor, obviously. So anyone that knows me, I've been watching it since season one. And so it's been around for a while. And, you know, it's on one of the channels. I'm not going to say which one because I don't promote one channel versus another. But season 48 premieres
February 26th this year.
Season so what? 40?
Season 48.
What? Oh my God. Again, so they usually do. Out. It doesn't seem that long ago.
Well, so the way they typically do it, there's two seasons per year. So that tells you how long it's been around. And, you know, Jeff Probst is starting to look a little bit older in there as well. So the series started in 2000. So
yeah, that was 25 years ago. Yeah, exactly. Wow. What? That's just crazy. Survivor is one of the ones I watched. I did appreciate the premise of that show. I thought it was pretty cool. I was not a reality TV fan, though, especially once they all became so formula that you just knew exactly what was going to happen. I mean, right? Like, and then they would kind of stretch that, the cliffhangers of who was going to get, you know, kicked off the show, and you'd sit there and have to wait through a bunch of commercials. They just moved too slowly for me. But Survivor, I like the premise of those shows. I mean, it really, for better or for worse, it does show the evil nature of some humans. I'm just saying.
It does.
I know they beef that up for the camera, but at the same time, I mean, it was reality TV. There was some stuff that was like, you know, they were told to do, but not all of it. A lot of it was them. So interesting study on humans, I gotta say. Why I found that stuff so interesting.
Big Brother is also very interesting if you want to watch some human nature as well. So, I mean, and okay. If you think about reality TV, in this one, you probably remember the first reality TV that came back out in the day, MTV, Real World back in the day.
That was the first one, I think, right?
Yeah. And so that's what I was watching when I was growing up from a reality TV standpoint. And I remember watching the first few years of that and having to tune in every night to watch that because... Yeah, that was pre-DVR. We'll just say that right now. But the people that made Real World are actually the same group that made Big Brother as well. So they obviously had an idea of what they were doing there. So, yeah, some great reality TV. I do watch on occasion. There's maybe a new show idea. We'll have to think about that one, Emily.
Those creative wheels are always turning, aren't they? You know, I have a shout out to a reality TV show that I don't know why it went off the air. Maybe there's a story behind it, but I thought it was incredible. Fear Factor. I loved that show.
Yeah. And
that was, again, a testament to human nature of what people will do for their 15 seconds of fame or whatever. I don't even know. Did they like win money on that show? Because
I actually don't remember.
Stuff.
I mean, very crazy stuff.
Dropped into a tank of water with like snakes.
And yeah.
I mean, they were completely immersed in water, so they couldn't breathe either. And they were like,
no, thank you.
Like, I know, but that's why it blew. That's why I loved it. It was like a train wreck. I could not look away. I was like, oh my God. You know,
what's going to happen next?
So that, yeah. So that kind of stuff, like, it was real horror, right? It wasn't even.
Right?
So I don't know why that went up the air. And who, the dude that was the host, he was pretty famous. I can't remember his name right now, but he was, he was really good at it. You know, he kind of had like a little bit of a thread of kind of jerkiness to him, which kind of worked out because he was like pushing these people beyond their comfort zone, like majorly. So his kind of thread of like, you can do it, you know, kind of that like competitive edge. Like I worked for the television show, even though he wasn't all that nice. I don't know. I thought it was a great show. I don't know why it went off the air. I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm going to have to go dig it up, maybe watch it on YouTube or something.
There you go.
That's some good television right there.
Yes, it was interesting. We do have one local birthday as well. Happy birthday to Kathy Gray. So, Kathy, I hope you're having a great day as well. As a reminder, if you do know someone celebrating, you can text those in to us anytime. We'll add them to our calendar. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10 as we talk about our pets of the week.
I will. And a quick shout out. It is my nephew Leo's birthday. He's the big 15 today. Happy birthday to Leo, 15 years old. I'm a huge fan of his. So he's got a great plan today for his birthday. So happy birthday, Leo.
Happy birthday, Leo. I hope he has a great day as well. That is so cool.
Yeah, family birthdays all week. Like I said, this is a big week.
Yep.
It's one right
yeah, this
another,
is a so. Very big week for some birthdays.
Yep,
it's going to be really nice towards the middle of the week as well.
I know. We're lucky. January babies don't get any weather to do anything outdoors. So we'll be enjoying that. But we will be back after some music and some messages for Pets of the Week.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier. We're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at mhcmf.com. See y'all at the fair.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at v.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. Oh, we can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
It's safe to dance, well it's safe to dance, yes it's safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to, we've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it, everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking a chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
Money won't get you too far, get you too far.